First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
18 minutes after 7 the time. Well, a lot of reaction, of course, coming from the announcement by President Cyril Ramaphosa last night, relaxing some of the regulations around the national state of disaster. You know that stadiums, public events will be open to 50% of their capacity for people who are not vaccinated. One of the big announcements is for the tourism industry or around the tourism industry. People who come here, travellers to South Africa, no longer have to get a PCR test if they are vaccinated. Chafiwa Chafengwa is the CEO of the Tourism Business Council. Chafiwa, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and thank you for having me.
You wanted this for a long time. Are you relieved after last night's announcement?
Absolutely, Stephen. We are relieved. It is something that we've been talking about since late last year, to say that those travelers that are fully vaccinated should be given preference and not be required to bring the PCR test. And also many of South Africans that are vaccinated that leave the country, when they come back, their vaccination status, you know, we used to ignore it. Now we're going to recognize it by way of them not requiring a PCR test. So I think that's very important. It's a step in the right direction. I think that is going to go a long way in rebuilding inbound tourism and ensuring that, you know, we go back to some level of normalcy. And also another thing that's quite important with this announcement, it's a whole issue around the 50% capacity, as you said. This will have an impact on sports. And as you know, many people will travel around the country supporting their teams, and they will be able to do so. And when they do so, sports tourism gets activated. The same is going to apply to events, you know, and many other conferences, exhibitions, and many others that will support the rebound, you know, of tourism. So it's quite significant. And the last part, the whole issue around the 1 meter social distancing, goes a long way because it means that in a room, you know, we can rearrange it differently and we can make sure that, you know, there's more people and, of course, doing so following protocols and, you know, there could be a little bit more revenue that comes into, you know, the conferencing industry. So significant announcements to go a long way in supporting tourism. We will, you know, sort of reap the rewards of this announcement, you know, going forward, and hopefully we don't go back and, you know, shake the industry again. So for us, overall, positive goes a long way in the recovery of tourism, and we're excited about this announcement.
Do you expect travellers to come? I mean, is that where the global industry is? I mean, are people actually engaging in tourism from the rich world or, you know, from anywhere really to South Africa when you consider everything that's going on? Still COVID-19 around, still the conflict in Europe, all of those things. Do you expect there's still demand to come to South Africa?
Yes, absolutely. There is demand. And we saw this when, you know, countries like Kenya do away with PCR requirement. Their bookings immediately goes up. Same is going to apply to us. I've spoken to many operators on the ground here who say that people want to come. The only thing that's standing between them coming here is the whole issue of PCR tests. And it's because it's expensive. And for a family of five or four, you're looking at close to 10,000 rand, you know, to do this PCR test. And that money is spent outside of the country. We could have spent it in here. So there is pent-up demand. People want to travel. This was the last hurdle for them to travel. So now that we've sorted it out, we're going to be monitoring in the next, you know, few days to see, you know, if the bookings are going to surge. And we do expect that they will surge. We do expect that group bookings is going to increase. We do expect more buses on the road in the coming months, you know, transporting tourists. So we will see something positive out of this announcement. Yes, the issues around, you know, the war in Ukraine, you know, it's going to have an impact. When the fuel price goes up, it means that travel gets to be more expensive for both domestic and international. So that is the space that we need to watch very carefully. And of course, the airlines will be doing that. And also here on the ground, we'll be doing that. We need to make sure that we figure out how to contain, you know, this rising fuel cost, because, as I said, negative impact from the travel point of view. So we will be looking at that. People want to travel. People want to escape the everyday mundane, you know, life. They want to go to exotic places like South Africa. They want to go to safari. They want to be in open spaces. We do offer that. And as I've said, the last thing that was, you know, standing, you know, in between us and increasing the tourism numbers was the whole issue of PCR. So this is a positive announcement for the government. We welcome it.
Chafiwa Chafengwa, thank you. CEO of the Tourism Business Council, you were there, SAFM, 23 minutes after 7.